It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's not
Colbert.
Hey there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. It is January 26th of 2023. Like usual, an ambitious agenda laid out today for the program. Details forthcoming. First things first, thanks so much for being here. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert, and like the Facebook page if you're on the Zuck machine. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure that you bookmark that website not only for the stream to listen to us, but you can get all sorts of local and statewide sports content there. You get the podcast of this show there. You could listen to today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute on demand there. I think you get the picture by now. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments for the show today, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Coming up here in just a few short moments, like usual, we will lead it off with area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack, including a busy night of Metro sports on tap, as well as some information about some additional coverage that we will have tomorrow. And that's all I'll say for now. You got to stay tuned. And that's a good reason why, if you bookmark that website and visit it on a regular basis, you would know by now. The anticipation would not be killing you because you would have visited 1650thefan.com. I'm just saying. But yeah, a lot to get to in the stack today. After we're done there, of course, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that first break, and friend of the show, outstanding ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, scheduled to join the show. Plenty to talk about, like usual, with the coach today. We'll talk Iowa State, Iowa, UNI, and Drake men's hoops. We'll dig in a little bit on the overall picture in what is a fiercely competitive regular season championship race in the Missouri Valley Conference. We talked Big 12 conference earlier in the week when John Walters joined, so we'll dig in on the Valley when Coach Lehman joins us in the next segment. And as I mentioned yesterday on the show, was at McLeod Center last night where the UNI Panthers got a win over Valparaiso to sweep that season series. Pretty impressive win for the Panthers. Their first half, arguably one of their better 20-minute stretches of their season. And it's just a team where, you know, you see so many squads out there, and this is going to change soon. I think a lot of it will change after this season. Most of it will be changed by the end of next season, that being just how old some of the teams are across college basketball. because of the COVID year, and then you combine a COVID year with a, whether it be a medical redshirt year or a traditional redshirt year, and you've got, you know, a bunch of 22, 23, even 24-year-olds. I think there's even some 25-year-olds out there playing college basketball right now. If you stack up a traditional redshirt, a medical, and a COVID year, Ben Jacobson's team is not that. They're at the other end of the spectrum, and it's, you know, it kind of used to be, it was the thing, and it'll soon get back to being the thing to have a young team. But in this little mini era, if you can call it that, of college basketball, Ben Jacobson's team just littered with freshmen and sophomores and guys that, you know, had prior to this season not been starters. And man, they just continue to impress. The amount of growth and development seen from this team so far this season, it's really been a treat to watch. Whether you're a UNI fan or not, if you just happen to have watched their games this season and witnessed where they were in early mid-December to where they are right now in late January, it's honestly, it's the type of thing that it's one of those kind of pillars that makes being a fan or just being an observer, either or, very enjoyable. You know, whether it's it when you, I think that's one of the greatest parts about sports. It's one thing I've always enjoyed the most is witnessing team building, organizational building, program building, whatever you want to call it, and then seeing development play itself out. I mean, it's one thing to cover a team that's got great expectations and they live up to them or they don't live up to them, but there's really something a little different in a good way about seeing a team that, you know, didn't necessarily, as far as you and I is concerned, pick fifth in the Missouri Valley Conference preseason polls. It wasn't like people were saying that they were going to be a miserable team, but there were a lot of question marks. And to see those question marks, a lot of them so far, be answered, and then not only be answered, but continue to basically be amplified once they've been answered with this development that we've seen. It's been a real treat. And that's with all the due respect to, you know, many previous very accomplished teams that Ben Jacobson has had. This one's just different, and it's been different in a satisfying way to witness, that's for sure. And we'll dig in more on the Panthers coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Coach Lehman in the next segment, of course, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim at that time, come back on the other side of that break, and got a whole bunch of audio I want to bring you. We got a little bit from Ashley Jones on a big win for Iowa State women's basketball last night. Got some audio from UNI women's basketball coach Tanya Warren. The Panthers have a big Valley Road game tonight. They're hoping to stay in a tie for first place in the MVC. Audio from Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey ahead of the Hawkeyes game they have tonight. And then audio from Ben Jacobson. And if time permits, get to some audio from Bowen Bourne, who had a great game last night for the Panthers, as well as Michael Duax. He's one of those freshmen that's played so well for the Panthers this season. So a lot of hoop talk today on the show. Look forward to that. After we're done hearing all that audio in the third segment, of course, we'll take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time and wrap up the show. All right, so let's dive right in here. Try to stay on schedule for Coach Lehman. Tonight in Metro Sports and Girls Basketball, Waterloo Columbus pays a visit to Crestwood. In wrestling, Waterloo West is at Iowa City West, and Waterloo East has a duel at Marshalltown. In co-ed bowling, Cedar Falls and Waterloo West competing in the Mississippi Valley Conference divisional meets. Tigers involved in the Mississippi Divisional at May City Bowl in Cedar Rapids, while the Wahawks are at the Valley Divisional meet taking place at Cedar Rapids Bowling Center. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its latest basketball rankings, and area schools in the poll include, in Class 5A, two metro schools in the top 10. Cedar Falls is ninth. Waterloo West is third. In 4A, Waverly-Shellrock down a spot goes to number 10. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford continues to be number one. And AP, Appleton-Parkersburg, moves up a spot to number 12. And finally, in Class 1A, AGWSR enters the rankings at number 14. The first ever girls' high school wrestling regionals will take place tomorrow. Wrestling will take place across the state at four locations: Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Sioux City, and in Decorah. The top four wrestlers in each weight class advance to the state tournament. Here's where the metro schools will be wrestling tomorrow: Cedar Falls at the regional in Des Moines at the Iowa Event Center, while Waterloo West and Waterloo East are at the regional in Decorah at Luther College. All of these regionals begin tomorrow morning at 11, and you can hear reports on how metro and area girls wrestlers are faring throughout the day right here on your home for maximum sports, 1650 The Fan. The 18th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team cruised to a 75-35 blowout win at TCU last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Cyclones dominated throughout, as you might imagine, a 62-22 lead going into the fourth quarter. Ashley Jones recorded a double-double with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Iowa State now 6-2 in the Big 12, 14-4 overall. As I was talking about earlier, UNI men's basketball got a win last night against Valparaiso, 77-66 at McLeod Center. Panthers shot 57% from the field in the first half, got out to a 45-28 lead at the break. In the second half, Valpo made a couple runs, was able to cut the lead down to five. UNI pushed it back into double digits with some clutch plays late. UNI had all five of its starters in double figures. Bowen Bourne led the way with 18 points. UNI has now won 9 of its last 11 games. Panthers are 8-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference, 12-9 overall. The Wartburg basketball teams were on the road at Dubuque last night. The American Rivers Conference leading Wartburg women's team made 17 three-pointers, rolling to a 75-49 win. The Lady Knights now 9-0 in the American Rivers Conference, 14-4 overall. Meanwhile, the Wartburg men came back from 14 points down to win their third straight game, 71-63 the final. Wartburg men now 5-4 in the arc, 8-10 overall. The Iowa men's basketball team is at Michigan State tonight. Hawkeyes currently own a three-game winning streak over the Spartans, but they're looking to get back in the win column after seeing their four-game win streak come to an end at Ohio State this past Saturday. Hawkeyes are 4-4 in the Big Ten, while the Spartans are 5-4. Tip-off at Breslin Center is at 6. And the UNI women's basketball team will look to continue its winning ways at Missouri State tonight. The Panthers have won 4 in a row and 6 of their last 7. UNI is tied with Illinois State for first place in the Missouri Valley Conference with a 7-1 record. Missouri State is 5-3 in the Valley. Game time is at 6. And the third-ranked Wartburg wrestling team hosts number 1 Augsburg tonight. It's the Battle of the Bergs. The matchup pits the top two programs in Division 3. Either Wartburg or Augsburg has won a national championship every year since 1995. However, the Knights have won 11 of the last 12 meetings against the Auggies. Action begins at Levick Arena at 7. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we talk Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake men's basketball. The coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the Carolina Panthers have their new coach, naming an original Panther, Frank Reich, who threw the first touchdown pass in team history. He's also the first head coach in team history to come with an offensive background. Dan Quinn, on the other side of the ball, interviewed with the Colts, but is staying in Dallas for another season as defensive coordinator. The Jets have named Nathaniel Hackett their new OC. Of course, the bigger part of that story is what it might mean in terms of Aaron Rodgers' future. The Jets have said they're willing to bring in a veteran quarterback, and Rodgers was distraught by Hackett leaving Green Bay to become the head coach of the Broncos. Christian McCaffrey is battling a sore calf and didn't practice today, but said there's zero chance he misses the NFC Championship. The Houston Astros have named 55-year-old Dana Brown their new general manager. He had been an executive with the Braves overseeing their drafts. He is the first black general manager right now, I should say the only black general manager in baseball. The Nets 2-5 without Kevin Durant following last night's loss in Philadelphia. They're back home tonight to host the Pistons, who open a three-game homestand. The Celtics, the best team in the NBA with 35 wins. They'll look to build on it tonight when they take on the Knicks. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here, coming up Friday in the Jungle, a conversation with Bengals offensive lineman Cordell Volson and Alvin's Week That Was. See you Friday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Bilcola Ford has the pre-owned vehicles you
can
trust.
Yeah, I'm here. Do you copy?
Our gold-certified vehicles pass a 172-point inspection, and they include great warranties and 24-hour roadside assistance.
Choose peace of mind with our gold-certified inventory at BillCaldwellFord.com. Clearly, a better place.
Visit the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center located at Bill Caldwell Ford in Hudson. Quick Lane provides essential maintenance such as oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, and more. So, whatever you drive, take care of it at the Cedar Valley Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Thinking about adding a hot tub, spa, sauna, or pool to your home? Come to Tubs R Us. I'm Mike Bruce with Tubs R Us. We're locally owned with a showroom and service department right here in Waterloo. Why buy from a home show or a fair when you can get the same prices on quality QCA spas or TheraSaunas with us? Support a local business, and we're right here, as we've always been since 1994, if you need us. We're Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
The decision to buy local doesn't have to come at a cost at Direct Appliance in Cedar Falls. At Direct Appliance, you'll find the best deals on top-rated appliances made by companies like GE. GE appliances and profile lines are built in the USA and offer a wide range of features for any budget. At Direct Appliance, you get unparalleled hometown service. Click on directappliancesandtv.com or stop in at 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Choose local. Choose service. Choose GE and Direct Appliance.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
After a road loss to the Pacers last time out, the Bulls a 5.5-point favorite in Charlotte tonight against the Hornets. AFC Championship line movement as Patrick Mahomes gave an update on his high ankle sprain, saying he's ready to go against the Bengals Sunday. The game a pick'em now, the over-under at 47 in Kansas City. For the NFC title, the line a bit tighter with the Eagles a 2.5-point home favorite over the 49ers, 46 the over-under. Big Ten basketball tonight, Iowa at Michigan State. The Hawkeyes a 4-point road underdog, 147.5 the total. Iowa can move ahead of the Spartans in the conference with a win that would put them at 5-4. Number two, Purdue at the top at 8-1 there at Michigan tonight.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 6 above. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for snow, highs level off around 36. Chance of snow again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 11. Overcast skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 13.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Thursday edition of the show continues. A lot of good basketball going on in the state right now. Some real good, some maybe just kind of good. And we will dig in on that because, well, we've got the coach here, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. How about we dig into what I just said there? We got teams playing real good. We got teams just playing good. Who would you say among the four is playing real good? Who's just playing good?
I would say Iowa State is playing great.
Okay.
I would say the Panthers are playing really good.
Okay.
I would say the Drake Bulldogs are playing okay. And I think the Hawkeyes are probably in that same boat. They're just kind of okay right now. Big game for the Hawks tonight at Michigan State. And a winnable game for the Hawks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with your assessment there. So let's start with where you left off, with the Hawkeyes. We heard the line there tonight. They're a 4-point dog at Michigan State. But I want to say, had it that they've got a winning streak, four games at least against Sparty. So they've had Tom Izzo and his crew's number lately. Patrick McCaffrey not quite ready to return for this game tonight. He is traveling with the team, so they'll be without him once again. But you know, is this maybe a win that the Hawkeyes? It's here we go again. You know, we do this where it's late January. It's late January, and you're going, is this a must win? But hey, is this a must win? Do the Hawks need this game for maybe even reasons beyond what it'll mean for their tournament chances?
Well, I don't know if it's a must win, but it's a winnable game because this is a Michigan State team that just doesn't knock you off your socks like some of those past do. If you look at what they've lost three of their last four, but that's also what makes them dangerous because they've lost to, you know, they lost to Northwestern home, they just lost to Purdue at home. But when you look at their stats, Cole, I mean, they're defending the three ball real well, but they're not turning people over. They're not getting the free throw line. It just doesn't jump off the page, and their best players by that point guard, Hoggard, and Hauser isn't shooting the ball very well. But if you're Iowa, you cannot do what you did at Ohio State. You cannot get a slow start and turn the ball over. They got to beat, 11 turnovers, 8-9, get back to that ball movement, push the ball up the court, spread them out, because they got down against Ohio State. You have all those baskets and turnovers. What did they give up, like 50 points in the paint against the Buckeyes? That cannot happen tonight.
All right. Not an easy segue because you mentioned about the struggles with the Hawkeyes being able to defend the paint. I want to talk about perimeter scoring with this Hawkeye team. It's something that we've gotten into a little bit, but Coach, I mean, we're almost to February, and for as much as Peyton Sanford has played better over the past month as opposed to the beginning of the season, you look at the stats, and Tony Perkins, Peyton Sanford, Aaron Ulis, three guards that do a lot of their work out there on that behind that three-point line. Coach, all of them are shooting below 30% from three.
Well, it's hard for Stanford to get his numbers. Sanford to get his numbers up because he started off like 0 for a million to start out. But hey, to what's your point? Perkins is not known as a three-point shooter, but I think he's got to be able to get his feet in the paint tonight and make some plays in there. And I think Sanford's out of his funk. They found a backup point guard in Josh Dix, which I did not see coming, getting a few minutes out of Riley Mulvey. So, it's a somewhat of a fragile lineup, and that's why there have been kind of a roller coaster this season for the Hawkeyes. But, back to what we talked about, a winnable game. Is it a must-win? Yeah. Hey, they've already got 10 Big Ten teams on Lenardi's bracket line.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty hard to play your way out of it unless you really, really can't play crappy in the Big Ten. Unless you're Minnesota.
Fair enough. How about this, though? And this could apply to any of the teams we talk about today, any teams in college basketball. And I understand in saying this, the absence of Patrick McCaffrey is really what's set a lot of this in motion. But Fran McCaffrey tinkering with that rotation, tinkering with lineup combinations as a former coach. How do you feel about teams that are tinkering with such things in late January? And maybe have you seen it before where it's like, okay, yeah, I understand people are going to go, well, that's not a best case scenario, but actually we found an avenue to basketball at a level we never thought we were going to by having the boldness to do those things, to tinker with those things that late in the year.
Well, sometimes you're forced to because you're not playing well. Or you've got injuries. Now you take a team like Iowa State. I mean, they stayed pretty true. They've had to tinker a little bit because of injuries. But I think those teams that are playing well, you don't mess around. Look at Northern Iowa is a good example. He hasn't tinkered with that lineup, and he's got young guys, but they've kind of stuck with them and they've grown. So sometimes you have to do it to shake up your team. And also, as you know, Cole, not everybody has a smooth season. There's guys that go into slumps.
Yep.
And you got to know your personnel because sometimes you can sit a guy and you'll completely destroy him. Other times you got to play him through the slump. But that's what I admire about Peyton Sanford. I mean, that kid kept firing away even when he couldn't throw it in the ocean. And then he shot himself out of it.
Yeah, and I appreciate, Fran McCaffrey and his staff just keeping the confidence in him and saying all the right things to have him letting it keep fly. That's the right way, I think.
I remember, Cole, I remember this one. I read about Coach K when he had Bobby Hurley and who's the guy who hit the shot against Kentucky?
Leitner?
Leitner. I'm having a little chemo brain freeze there. I remember saying he had to handle those guys completely different. He could dress down Leitner in front of the whole team and just berate him, and he would react and just kick people's butt. He couldn't do that to Hurley. He had to pull Hurley in the office and do it one-on-one because they had different personalities. So that's part of coaching, understanding who can take that and who cannot and how best to get through to your players.
KYP, know your personnel. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, before we talk about the UNI Panthers, the Drake Bulldogs, they get a win on Tuesday night at home over Indiana State. And we've talked a lot about the Bulldogs. I think for the most part, they're kind of where they were a week ago or 2 weeks ago, unless you got something to add to it. But hey, man, your Sycamores. They're officially your Sycamores and only yours now. because you would have made them your sleeper, and they've lost five in a row, Coach. I mean, you gotta stand up here, get on the stand, and defend your Sycamores.
How long you been waiting to throw that one at me? You've had that one in your hip pocket for about a month now because you saw that schedule in late January where they had a brutal schedule. So I tell you what, Sycamores are still dangerous. The Drake Bulldogs, Sadar Calhoun's missed the last two games. They have absolutely no bench. I'm prepping right now. They go into Belmont on Sunday. You talk about must-win game. That is a must-win game for the Drake Bulldogs. They got any chance of trying to win the regular season title, and they know it. But they got no bench, dude. None at all.
Man. And, you know, the hot thing now to be talking about is as much as obviously a regular season conference championship is with this 12-team Missouri Valley, the top four teams don't have to play on the first day of March Madness, the conference tournament. That's where a lot of the conversation I've heard lately has been centered around. How do you feel about Drake's chances? Are they going to be right there on the edge, do you feel like?
Well, the two best teams we know right now are Southern and Belmont. They've proved that. And I'll give credit to Belmont. They got their butts kicked the second half at Southern Illinois. They figured out this is a physical league. We got to play physical. They've won, what, seven in a row since then? And Casey Alexander, you'll love this one, Cole. He made a great observation. He said, here's the difference between the Ohio Valley, Missouri Valley. We have Power Five officials in the Missouri Valley. This is a mini Big Ten. They're going to let you play, so we better adapt and get more physical. It's going to be interesting how they defend Brody and how physical and Tucker DeVries try to post up. And I can't remember your original question, dude. I think I went track.
I don't think it matters, honestly. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Drake's going to be right there on that top four to be able to get a bye at Arch Madness.
Well, I tell you what, there's eight teams that are pretty good. So
yeah.
There's no guarantee you're in that top four. Belmont, Southern, you know, I thought Bradley was the best team for a while. And of course, the Sycamores might make a comeback, dude. You never know.
You had Drake just like I did at the top of your preseason poll. But I would probably say, sitting here today, I feel like 8 to 11% better about UNI's chances of being a top four team and getting that first round Arch Madness bye than Drake. What would you say in regards to that?
I'd say look at UNI's schedule the second half of February.
Yeah,
they got some brutal games coming up. You know, that's what happened to Indiana State. They won that game they should against Drake and Southern. Then they had some easy ones. You know, that's the thing about this 12-team league. And I've heard this one too, Cole. This is the best one-bid league in the freaking country.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
Can't argue that.
These teams, Belmont, Southern, they'd be beating these people that they lost to in November and in December. There's no question. And Northern Iowa also.
Northern Iowa looked really good again last night, Coach. That's, I think, 8 out of their last 10 that they've won. And the growth, the development from this team, Titan Anderson gets his 9th double-double of the season last night. Michael Duak scores 15, does all those type of things that coaches love in scoring those 15 points, affecting both ends of the floor. And then, of course, you got Bowen Bourne, a Larry Bird Trophy candidate, leads the way with 18. I mean, when you looked at the box score, I'm sure, of the Panthers' win over the Beacons last night, I mean, where do you even begin? It just continues to be an impressive group of young guys out there that continue to get better.
Well, you got five in double figures. The first thing that jumped out at me, Cole, because this is a team that had struggled to get that third and fourth score early in the year. Now we know who they are. Duak's on my all-freshman team, hands down. Titan Anderson is the most improved player in the league. And if I was giving out mid-season coach of the year, it'd go to Ben Jacobson right now. He's done a tremendous job with his team. Think about it. They've got Heisey's out, Fife's out. They got no seniors. They got one junior. He's doing this with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. And I know some of those sophomores are third-year sophomores, like Bourne. But still, this has been a tremendous job. And they've won the games they need to win. They're supposed to win. The only slip-up was Missouri State at home. But look, other than that, they've won the games they should win. There's something to be said for that.
Another thing that sticks out to me, if you really want to dig in on these Panthers, so my folks out there that fashion themselves as Panther nerds here, we've seen lately James Betts be out there at the five spot in a couple of different games that were close late, and him make some plays. Last night he hit a three late shot clock. I want to say that either extended you and I's lead to it was either 9 or 11 when things had gotten a little tight there in the second half. And this isn't to say that, you know, Cole Henry's out of that rotation at the end of the game, because he's finished a lot of games. We've spoken on this show, Coach, about how that timeshare between those two, getting a group of production from those two that can be near a level that you'd get from an Austin Fife at full health playing 30 minutes a game. And to me, you've got James Betts getting experience at end of games. Cole Henry's got that experience. The production slowly continues to tick up for those two. It's just another box that I think Ben Jacobson and his staff can sit there and check and go, like the way this is going.
Well, Cole, they're two different types of players. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
If you're defending them, you got to deal with Betts pick and pops, and you got Cole Henry, a great passer. So as an opposing coach, you look at these two guys like they're like completely opposite types of players. And Betts is a mistake-free guy. I mean, he knows his role, doesn't try to do things he can't do, doesn't turn over much, and he's always a threat to make threes. I think that kid's getting more confident, too, as this thing goes along.
And how about there's one game, trying to remember which one this was, maybe the Southern Illinois game. They put Cole Henry at the top of the key. Bowen Bourne sets the screen. He goes one-on-one, drives to the hoop, makes a reverse spin layup. And then, like I mentioned last night, you got James Betts, who hits the late shot clock three on a swing pass. I mean, just that's a perfect example there of the versatility that Ben Jacobson has at that five spot. And there's something to be said for, you know, sometimes, you know, as much as Austin Fife is a huge loss, and that can't be lost on anybody, they're really maximizing what they're getting out of there, out of that spot.
Yeah. You know what else is doing too? We had this back when Randy Blocker played for the early 90s. He was the best four man in the league. It allows Titan Anderson to play in the block, because Betts can spread it out with the five at the five spot shooting threes.
Yep.
And Cole Henry can play in that high post because he can pass it so well. So it gives Titan Anderson all that room he needs to have those double doubles inside.
I will say this, though, for as much as I've showered praise here, if I was an opposing coach and I was going to look at somebody's film as to how they slowed down the Panthers more recently, I'd look at that Illinois State film. I was very impressed with what first-year coach Ryan Peden and his Redbirds did at McLeod Center to the Panther offense.
Hey, I'm with you. He just took Bradley in overtime at Bradley last night, and they had no business talent-wise. He has really done a good job with that team defensively. And I was at their shoot-around and listened to them. Rob Judson, who's been around forever, was putting the defense together for him. I thought, if they execute, this is going to be really good, because they knew exactly how to defend Bowen Bourne, how they're going to defend that offense. And I thought they were outstanding. And, you know, he had to put a team together at the last minute. I think this is we've always said Illinois State is the sleeping giant in the Valley, is the best job in the Valley because of their location and their arena. I think they got the right guy there.
I do, too. I do, too. Great stuff today, Coach. Take care. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
ESPN College Basketball Analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, I've got a whole lot of audio. We'll hear from Iowa State's Ashley Jones. We'll hear from Bowen Bourne, Ben Jacobson, Fran McCaffrey, Tanya Warren. We'll see if time permits to get to all of it. I'll try my best, all right? Look forward to that next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Hawkeyes take a 4-4 Big Ten record on the road to Michigan State tonight. The Hawkeyes will need to be much better on defense than they were in Saturday's lackluster 93-77 loss at Ohio State.
They got a lead, and they were comfortable running their stuff. They were running their stuff at their pace. They were mixing up penetration and post-ups, and they were going back and get their misses. So, you know, you got to disrupt the rhythm. They were in a really good rhythm, and we didn't do anything to disrupt that at all.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The UNI women take a share of the Missouri Valley lead on the road to Missouri State tonight. The Lady Bears are one of the top rebounding teams in the country.
The second shot will hurt you, and the third shot will be a dagger. So we have to be able to box out, and you have to take care of the ball, and you have to continue to execute.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren. The Panthers 7-1 in the Valley. The Drake women are on the road in the Valley. They visit Southern Illinois. This is Radio Iowa.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Cedar Falls Schools reminds you that registration for the 2023-24 preschool program opens on Friday, January 27th at noon. Go to cfschools.org, click on the Parents tab, and select Preschool. The Cedar Falls Schools preschool program runs from 8:45 to 1:50 every school day and is funded by the statewide voluntary preschool grant and Head Start. Children who will be age 4 by September 15th and live within the district boundaries are eligible to participate in the program. Tuition is free. Space is limited and the district follows a first-come, first-served policy. Contact the administration office with questions. Cedar Falls Schools embraces change as it represents the world our students enter as they continue along life's journey. We should all be proud of the Cedar Falls Community School District students, administrators, teachers, and staff.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach Mike Links. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking about Action Coach Mind Links to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
The 24th annual auction to benefit Magical Mix Kids is back in person this year.
This is Tad Ritter.
And I'm Gordy Sorensen.
Join us Friday, January 27th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls for this casual attire celebration featuring live music, light meal, and a live and silent auction. Join RE/MAX Home Group in helping chronic and terminally ill children in the Cedar Valley.
Thank you to our dream sponsors, Service Signing, Zavu's, RE/MAX Home Group, and Koloff Media.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Just got done talking with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, if you missed any of it. It'll be available in podcast form in, about 20 minutes' time at 1650 The Fan. Com. Got a whole bunch of audio I want to get to now. We'll start with the 18th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team as they absolutely throttled TCU last night. 75-35, and All-American senior guard Ashley Jones led the way for the Cyclones with 19 points and 14 rebounds.
We had some shots go in at the beginning, and you know that really boosts your confidence. So they keep falling for everyone, and just getting a good start on defense, not letting them get off quick shots and getting second chance shots. So getting some rebounds and using that to help us on offense as well.
TCU was held to 23% shooting and only 2 of 16 from three-point range.
We just have to buy into what the coaches say. They do an amazing job breaking down film and giving us the scouting report, just playing fundamental personnel-driven defense. And I think we did a really good job of that tonight.
UNI sophomore guard Bowen Bourne and redshirt freshman Michael Duax both met the media after the Panthers' 77-66 win over Valpo last night. After what looked to be one of the Panthers' better halves of this season, in the game's first 20 minutes there, I asked Bowen Bourne if he thought that was the case.
Yeah, it was a really good half. I'd say it's probably, like you said, one of our better halves that we've had this year, just in terms of offensively. And we just did a great job of, you know, early they were in, you know, man-to-man and kind of icing some stuff. And our guards were doing a great job of hitting the bigs, and then the bigs were doing a great job of stopping and picking it apart on the backside. And then obviously they threw the zone at us there late in the second half, and you know, still did a good job of being aggressive and adjusting to their changes that they were making, you know, and adjusting to the different defenses. But yeah, it was definitely probably our best half, just in terms of, you know, finding the right play, always looking for you know, the roll guy. If the roll guy was taken, you know, finding the next guy. And so, yeah, I thought it was one of our best halves, just in terms of doing everything collectively.
Panthers had a 45-28 lead at halftime, but Valpo fought back in this game, got it down to 5 on multiple occasions. However, Bowen Bourne hit a step-back crossover 3 that shook a Valpo defender. And then shortly after that, there was a loose ball situation, and it was recovered by James Betts. The Panthers center went diving on the floor, threw the loose ball once he got it corralled to Trey Campbell, the former Cedar Falls Tiger. And Campbell threw it ahead down court to Michael Duax, who threw home a two-handed hammer dunk. And that was one that made the Panthers go back up by 12. It was a big sequence in that game. Here's Bowen Bourne.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a loose ball, that's something that we all pride ourselves in, and that's something that our program cares a lot about, diving on loose balls. And James did a great job of, yeah, diving on it and got it to Trey, and then obviously Mike with a big-time dunk. And again, it's just all about, you know, just the energy. You know, it feels like the last couple games we've just always had a couple plays there where, you know, there are big momentum shifts, whether it's Mike's dunk. We had a couple in the Murray State game. You know, just kind of finding ways to win, you know, in those little moments where they matter so much. And plays like that are reasons why the momentum carries over. And then we start getting some rebounds and some stops. And, yeah, they're big-time plays that help us win games.
I followed up and asked Michael Duax, the redshirt freshman who was on the dunking end of that play, just what that play kind of embodies about where this team is at right now.
Yeah, I think that play specifically kind of says a lot about our team. Like, we're never giving up on a play. I mean, how often is our center diving on the floor after a loose ball, kicking it up in transition? So it's just from every position, 1 to 5 guys are willing to get on the floor, never giving up. And yeah, I happened to be the one who got the bucket at the end, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without Trey kicking it ahead and James getting on the floor.
Duax was also asked about all the progress that this team has made the past few weeks. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Panthers have won 8 of 10.
A lot. You can just see it so visibly on the court. It's, we're all playing really well together. I can't remember the exact number of assists we had against UIC, but it was a really good number, and we're all moving the ball really well, starting to play together, and we are a young team, so we knew the more we played, the more experience we'd get, and it's just really refreshing to see that starting to pay off.
And finally, from Bowen Bourne, he was asked, man, how much fun has all this winning been? What's it mean?
Winning plays just a big part in it, you know, especially when you put in this much time and you care this much. And, you know, to finally find some ways to win those games, you know, it's just a big-time, you know, vibe creator, you know, just the vibe around the team. You know, it really sucks to lose. And so when you get in, you know, where you start to lose, it can be really hard to continue to come to practice and play hard every day. But That's kind of what we have all prided ourselves in, that regardless of win or loss, we're still going to come at the next day and continue to grow and to continue to get better. And that's what we've done. And it, like Mike said, it's been paying off simply because we've just kept at it and we've been consistent.
When it was Coach Jacobson's turn at the podium, I asked Coach Jake, hey, did you think that first half was perhaps your best yet so far on offense this season?
I would agree, Cole. That's the first thing we talked about after the game, you know, with the guys was how we played in that first half. I mean, that's, if not our best 20 minutes, close to it. And a lot to do with, you know, we were able to get the defensive stops, which can get us into the open floor a little bit, and that's where we feel like we play our best, and I know our guys have got a lot of confidence once we get that game going up and down a little bit, and things, the floor just opens up a little for us. And just a terrific first half. I thought the guys were great. And then we're playing against a team that's won 3 in a row, and they've done it in pretty convincing fashion. Like, they came in here playing really good basketball, and they've got a couple older guys with King and Cricky, and a couple other older guys that are new to the program, but King and Cricky have been around. They're just, you know, they've been playing, and I thought they played good tonight. We just got in a good rhythm in the first half, and in a lot of ways, that's probably the difference in the game, that last 6-7 minutes of the first half.
Coach Jake was asked about the message to his team after Valpo got it down to 5 midway through that second half.
Yeah, really, you know, really the two things. Offensively, I liked what we were doing. We had some great looks at the basket. James had a couple at the top of the key. I think Landon had one. I think somebody else did. It felt like we had 4 or 5 really good looks from the three-point line. Right? And those are, you know, that's our offense, right? A big part of our offense and shots that we're going to take all the time. So, you feel like if you get 1 or 2 or 3 of those open ones to go, and all of a sudden you're at, even though they maybe are scoring a little bit more than they had to end the half, you maybe push it to 19 or 20 and you got a little different deal. So I felt okay with what we're doing on offense. Defensively, we didn't rebound well enough, and that allowed them to get back in the game. And that, you give them credit, you know, for going and getting some of their misses. Because if they don't go get some of those misses, and we can get into the open floor and get going like we did at the end of the first half, there's a chance that thing really blows open. So I give Valpo a lot of credit for getting to the offensive glass.
Last night's 18 points and just the moments in which Bowen Bourne scored in that game, I thought was just another step forward for his candidacy as a Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year candidate. And after the game, Ben Jacobson was asked, you know, how much depends on how opponents are game planning for Bowen Bourne?
That's one of the things when the game gets started that we're always looking for is, okay, how are they going to defend Bowen? You know, are they going to drag with him and get back? Are they going to trap him? Commit to him on handoffs, on ball screens? Like, how exactly are they gonna play him? And then feel that out. And he's the thing that he's done such a great job of, you know, we need him to score for us, right? But he at the same time is feeling that out as well. Okay, if they're gonna bring 2 to me on everything, I know where my pass is, I know where my read is, I'm gonna get it to a teammate, and we can play advantage basketball behind. We got good players, you know, good players. I got good teammates, and they're going to make plays for us. And so he's been great about that, about getting his shot when he's got opportunities, when he's got one guy on him, and giving that ball up at the right, you know, the timing of his passes and getting to the right spots when they commit 2 to him.
Meanwhile, the UNI women's basketball team takes a share of their Missouri Valley Conference lead on the road to Missouri State tonight. Panther coach Tanya Warren says a key against the Lady Bears is going to be rebounding.
They're a load. They're 7th in the country in rebound margin, plus 17 a game. And they're 5th, are a plus 11 a game. And then they're 5th in the country in offensive rebounds, averaging 17 a game. That's extremely impressive.
Yeah, one of the top offensive rebounding teams in the country, the Missouri State Bears.
Needless to say, we're going to have to box out. The second shot will hurt you, and the third shot will be a dagger. So we have to be able to box out, and you have to take care of the ball, and you have to continue to execute. But what a great atmosphere and a fun atmosphere at Missouri State, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Warren spoke about the Panthers' 7-1 start in Missouri Valley Conference play and said the key has been the team's depth.
We've always talked about we're only as good as 1 through 12, and our bench has to be able to come in and give us really good minutes, and that's going to pay huge dividends, not only throughout the course of the season, but hopefully when it comes March. But you've seen throughout the course of the season where our bench has really grown. And what I really like about this team is versatility.
Missouri State always good at home. The Panthers, they're 4-0 on the road so far in conference play.
They don't seem to get rattled, and that's a wonderful thing. We've shown the ability to come back and win games, close games, and we've shown the ability to win by large margins. So I don't think it's any one thing other than they don't get rattled, and I think that has a lot to do with our senior leadership.
Meanwhile, the Iowa men's basketball team on the road at Michigan State tonight, an important game in the Big Ten standings. Iowa 4-4 in conference. The Spartans 5-4. Fran McCaffrey says a key has been the improvement of Michigan State guards Tyson Walker and A.J. Hoggard. Walker is averaging better than 14 a game, connecting on 41% from three-point range.
He can go get buckets. I mean, he can score the ball at a number of different levels. He can get to the rim. He's got a serious pull-up game. He can make threes, and he's a late-game shot maker. So those two guys together, I think, have been really good for that team, but they've also been really good together.
The Hawkeyes are trying to bounce back from a lackluster performance in a 93-77 loss to Ohio State last weekend.
We were not as connected at either end of the floor. That was obvious. You know, we're not a team that turns the ball over 14 times. We're not a team that gets out rebounded like that, in particular in 20 minutes. And you got to learn from it. And this is a mature group, and I think their approach has been really good.
Tip-off at Breslin Center is at 6. All right, let's take this final timeout, come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL's Final Four teams practiced for the first time Wednesday ahead of Championship Sunday, and there was a very welcome sight in KC. Patrick Mahomes able to practice in full despite spraining his ankle in the divisional round win over Jacksonville. Even the All-Pro sounds surprised by his progress.
I felt better than I thought I was going to be after the game. I mean, moving on it during the game definitely hurt. But after the game, I was able to rest it and kind of ice it up and do different stuff like that. And I've continued to get better throughout the week.
As for the Bengals, starting offensive linemen Alex Kappa and Jonah Williams missed practice with an injury. Both didn't play on Sunday in Buffalo. And on the NFC side, some concern for the Niners as Pro Bowl running back Christian McCaffrey missed practice with a calf injury that came in Sunday's win for the Cowboys. Better news for the Eagles as cornerback Avante Maddox was limited in his return to practice. He hasn't played since Christmas Eve due to a toe injury. This has been NFL Network Now, Westwood One Radio Network.
Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is hailed as one of the greatest albums of all time. Master cover artists Classic Albums Live will take on this groundbreaking album note for note and cut for cut at Gallagher Bluedorn, January 29th. Re-experience this iconic album in its entirety, the way it was meant to be played. Buy tickets today for as low as $25 at gbpac.com/DSOM.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The New York Jets have had 7 consecutive losing seasons and have finished 4th in the AFC East in 6 of those last 7. But things are finally starting to look up for New York. The Jets hit multiple home runs in last year's draft. New York selected cornerback Sauce Gardner 3rd overall, receiver Garrett Wilson 10th overall, and running back Breece Hall in the 2nd round. The 3 rookies had a major impact on the Jets' turnaround this season. Gardner named All-Pro after shutting down the opposition's top receiver. Wilson had over 1,100 yards receiving and doing that with the revolving door at quarterback. Hall played just 7 games, but he had multiple games of 100 all-purpose yards or more. In order to take that next step, New York is going to have to find a long-term answer at quarterback. But after an impressive draft class that featured 3 potential Pro Bowl players, the Jets certainly have a young core to build around. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Four NFL teams, 2 conference championship games, and only one place. The one place to go. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. You're good to go.
New customers can bet $5 on the conference championship games and get $200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook by using the code Patrick.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued is free bets. One boost per eligible game, deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, for his expertise today. Hey, coming up tomorrow right here on The Fan, there's going to be, if you were listening at the top of the show, four different high school girls wrestling regionals taking place across the state. And the two regionals that feature metro and area teams, we've got reporters in the field. And we will have reports, updates on our metro and area teams between 11 and about probably 6 tomorrow. So look forward to that, along with all the usual greatness. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.